fighting for America.
Education should be the number one priority in this state. If we want to improve our economy, for our wages, for our outcomes for kids, education needs to be Idaho's number one priority to turn this state around.
Fighting for Idaho.
I'm not a big fan of everyone saying reform, 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 because ever since I've been in education, we've been reforming it.
Yes.
Fighting for you.
My average day here is exciting and fun.
I don't think I've seen a school or heard about a school that has an administration so involved with the students and so approachable.
Having fun's great too, but I mean, academics is going to help you further in life.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And here we are, promoting our school, securing our future. Kevin Miller in the morning. Lake Hazel Middle School, want to thank our friends at CapEd Credit Union, promoting our school, securing our future. Thank you, CapEd. Thank you, all of you that support the schools. Here we are, back in action again. I always get fired up because so many people talk about education. Today we talk to the educators, we talk to the administrators, we talk to the parents. Brett Heller is joining us now, the principal here. Brett, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for having us here at Lake Hazel, and tell us a little bit about your school.
Well, we are the, last check, biggest middle school in the state of Idaho, 1,458 students right now, so about almost 500 kids over capacity. So we're overcrowded, as are many of the West Ada School District middle schools. So, yeah, we're out here in the south. People don't even know we're here, I think, for a lot of this area, but great group of kids, great group of parents and students.
Well, how do you do more with less, by the way? That's a... You know, we talk about funding. We, you know, the legislature will be back talking about this. And one of the reasons why we're here, sir, is to get on the ground floor. Everybody has an opinion about how, look, you're with, you know, you've got the teachers on one side, you've got the parents on the other. You're kind of like the tripwire, if you will. You know, everybody has an opinion on education. So dealing with overcrowding and making sure kids are good to go, how do you handle that?
Well, I think it's what we do in education oftentimes is we just do the job and we find out, you know, we know what our teacher numbers are, we know what our kid numbers are, and we do the best we can with what we've been given. And I think education does a really good job of that, which also then leads to people saying, well, they're taking care of it, so I think we're good. Maybe we don't need to increase funding. When the reality is if you're here every day, you know we could use more teachers.
Right.
We could use less students and another middle school being built.
How do you react to people saying, well, I'll just say Kevin Miller. We'll just say Kevin Miller. Now, Kevin Miller would never say this because he was a former teacher in a past life, but you have a lot of people that listen to 580 KIDO and other places that say, look, what's wrong with having 30 kids or 40 kids? When I went to school, I had a classroom of 45. Mm-hmm. Never mind, we didn't have ADD, Twitter, Facebook, and everything else that people have to deal with today. But how do you define smaller classrooms equal better success as opposed to larger classrooms, you'd have the same success?
You know, smaller classroom sizes is often the thing people want to talk about, and I agree that it's one issue that we need to address. The more one-on-one attention that each individual student gets, obviously the better chance that student has of being successful. We have a lot of our kids who are able to do really well with just the general education, general instruction. They don't need the one-on-one, but we have a lot of other students who need more specific individual instruction, and they need that help to get them caught up to where they need to be. If we're talking about securing our future, we need these kids to have math and written language and reading instruction. We need to expose them to all the different content areas and have them actually master that content area as they move from elementary school to middle school and then to high school so that our kids are college and career ready when they leave our public school system.
Now, have kids changed at all since you were a kid?
I think we always do the kids these days type of thing.
Never here.
We never say that here. I will say this. I think kids are kids. They have different access to technology. They have different access to the world around them than they did when I was in middle school. But kids are still kids, and I see kids making mistakes in the hallways here at middle school that I made when I was a middle school student.
Right. It's a good thing they didn't have video back then.
Right. That's right.
Well, what about that, though? We live in a world where we're defined by, you know, our computers and such. And I just saw a story. You're an old person if you watch TV. Who would have ever thought?
Yeah.
And technology is not optional for these kids. It's like an arm and a leg. They have the phones. They have the tablets. So how do you deal with that? How do you get these kids to open a book?
You know, we encourage it as much as we can. That's one of our big focuses as a school this year is reading. But we also are embracing and adapting to the fact that for a lot of kids, the best way for us to get them to read is to let them read on their phone or their tablet, because that's what they want to engage with. So if we can get them to use a Kindle or a, whatever it might be to read, then we're going to let that happen, because at the end of the day, we want kids reading. We want kids reading books. We want kids reading magazines. We want kids to engage in reading in whatever level works for them, and we want to make sure that happens, because the more the kids at this level read, the greater those skills increase.
Let's talk a little here at 580KIDO about the whole concept of middle school education as opposed to elementary and high school. You're stuck in the middle, of course, the old junior high, if you will, but middle school. What are the challenges unique to the teachers here and to the kids?
I think the big challenges are exactly this age group, because they are going through an enormous amount of growth and development between sixth grade when they walk in the door and eighth grade when they leave us to go to high school. 12 to 14-year-old students are typically a challenging group of students because of the amount of changes they're going through in both how they want to become more independent. They're going through a lot of social, emotional growth. And so we have to kind of work as a school to nurture kids as they walk in the door. They're walking in from an elementary school where they've had one teacher primarily all year long to a day where they now see five or six different teachers throughout the day. We need to teach them how to be students at the secondary level. And then as we kind of move up to seventh grade and then to eighth grade, we're continually trying to move them closer to readiness for high school. And we hope that we send kids to our high school that are completely ready to walk into that ninth grade year and attack that secondary ninth grade, 9 through 12 part of their career.
What does your staff do that's better than anybody else?
I think our staff does a great job of knowing their kids, and that's what we ask them to do, is to build positive relationships with kids, get to know them in their classrooms, find out what makes those kids tick, find out what's going on in their personal lives, find out what they like, what they dislike, and try to be, as much as possible, individual educators for every single kid. Now, that's hard when you have a class size of 35 or 36. Our district does a great job of trying to support our large size by giving us the teachers that we need. But they're also, their hands are tied a bit by the funding that they're receiving from the state and that sort of thing. So, but I think we just ask our teachers to know the kids as best they can as individuals, and then provide the best individual education for every student.
A lot of people think you're in the Boise School District, but you're right in Meridian. You're like the outpost here.
Yes, we are. So we're out here in the south side. We're in technically in Boise, but we are part of the West Ada School District. And, we're out here a lot. Like I said, a lot of people don't know we're here. We're tucked back. This school's been here since 1980, but we are the biggest school in the district for sure, and I believe at this point we're the biggest middle school in the state.
You know, I found out my wife, Mrs. Miller, actually was the first student body president here.
All right. I'll have to pull out the yearbook I have in my office.
Now you're making me blush. That would be actually kind of interesting. Finally, the idea of the levy in Meridian, how did it impact you folks here? Because we've seen it in Nampa. Heck, we've seen it everywhere. Mm-hmm. It gets pretty contentious. Did that spill over into how the kids are educated and, you know, the idea that people are worried about jobs and worried about funding and worried about size when you got this whole new school year coming about?
You know, I think that, you know, we ran a bond election just this second day of school, and we were hoping
to
build some middle schools, hoping to build some elementary schools, which we definitely need to have happen. I think that when it didn't pass, that was a disappointment. I think it definitely affects teachers a little bit, that they feel like they're maybe not being supported. I think more frustrating was the lack of voter turnout for that election. The very small voter turnout was a frustration. I assume that at some point we'll run another shot at it, and hopefully we can get the word out better and explain to folks why this is so critical to build some more middle schools, so that we can get this school down to 1,000 kids, which is what it was built for, instead of 1,450. And we'll just, if you've seen the houses that are going in around this area, we're just going to keep getting bigger until a new middle school opens.
Mr. Heller, a final thought here at 580KIDO. First of all, again, thank you for having us. We appreciate it. We really do. It's always, it kind of makes us young being around the kids. Why did you get into education?
I love being around kids. I love working with students. I began my teaching career in 2001 down here in the West Ada School District because I enjoyed working with kids, watching them learn, watching them grow, building rapport and relationships with them, being a person that they could count on.
Right.
A lot of our kids need that adult presence in their life that can show them that, you know, kind of what to aspire to and what education can be. And that's what I enjoy doing. And then as I've gone through my career, I've moved into the administration side of things, which is a different way of engaging with kids, but also engaging with an environment and a culture and a school that we think is positive and the best place for kids to learn.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
We appreciate it. It is 580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning, 6:15. Coming up, we'll take a look at traffic and weather. In addition to that, certainly the big news of the day. We do want to remind you to go to our website, 580KIDO.com, for the podcast of this broadcast, plus videos, plus photos as well. Do want to thank again our friends at CapEd Credit Union for their great support. By the way, speaking of support, big in the news today, the issue concerning Ray Rice, what's next for him? We'll talk a little bit about that. And in addition to that, we have so many else other things going on. Let's just take a look at secondhand smoke, a new study coming out here at 580KIDO.
Children of fathers who were smokers before conception have a greater chance of developing asthma. A team at the University of Bergen in Norway analyzed smoking habits of more than 13,000 adults and found the risk of non-allergic asthma increased if the child's father smoked before the age of 15 and grew the longer he smoked. Study authors say this is the first study on this topic and need further research to pinpoint the exact cause. House Call for Health, I'm Colleen Kapp on Fox News Radio.
Well, there we have it there, the latest report from Fox News Radio concerning smoking and fathers. And it's really all about common sense. We were talking about this yesterday when we're talking about the school lunch program or we're talking about the idea of choice. Remember last week, CVS had decided no more selling tobacco products. And how many, and look, we don't condone this, how many of you as little kids would go and try and get the cigs or the dip and develop those habits? Obviously, we don't want kids to do that. But as adults, should you have a choice? We'll talk about that coming up here at 580KIDO. Does the government have too much power? And on a serious issue here, as we are at Lake Hazel Middle School, promoting our school, securing our future, this Ray Rice situation, and we have so many people quick to judge and condemn, but it does underline the serious issue of domestic violence. And we will say this, that my goodness gracious, that if you are a victim of domestic violence, there is help for you, whether it's at the Boise Rescue Mission, BoiseRM.org, whether it's our friends with the Women and Children's Alliance, whether it's with the police department, our friend Sheriff Donahue with the Man Up Crusade. You know, there are places to go. And I can understand where you are right now, and you're thinking, you know, you're home, you're helpless, maybe you're powerless, you're worried about money and everything else. These are real-life issues that affect people in the Treasure Valley, and they need to be addressed. And I want to thank those folks that are helping people out. On the other hand, you take a look at Ray Rice on the other end of the spectrum, and you have TMZ breaking a story that the NFL, that all the big networks that cover the NFL did not want you to know. How did they do it? Here's Harvey Levin, founder of TMZ.
I now believe they actually turned a blind eye to it. And it's a shameful story that the NFL knew that this surveillance video existed. They knew that this casino had surveillance video. I know they knew that.
There you have it. We talked about the video yesterday. Is it time for Mr. Rice to go permanently, and would you hire him? 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Let's get you to work safely and on.
Now, back to Kevin Miller at Lake Hazel Middle School on 580-KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
None of this would have happened, and Ray Rice would be ambling along in the NFL, and there would be no issue had we not put this video up. And if that doesn't seem the proper way to run an organization like the NFL.
There we have it, Harvey Levin, founder of TMZ, the man of the hour. And oh, if we just had this type of journalism in politics or government or local reporting, and yes, we could opine about the loss of asking tough questions, but isn't it amazing that the big stories usually come from the National Enquirer and TMZ? Why? Because they don't have relationships with the personalities that they cover. I mean, it's impossible if you're paying billions of dollars to the NFL to cover the NFL in a derogatory way, no matter if it's accurate or not. You take a look at college football, you're not going to see a hard-hitting, in-depth tell-all about recruiting violations on the SEC network. And like I said, if only we had TMZ for politics, because whether it's Chuck Todd or whomever, or, you know, Dan Popke, at one time one of the most strident political opinion writers, political reporters, leaves the Idaho Statesman and goes to work for Congressman Labrador. And you have to wonder, you take a look at this, and Mr. Popke has an impeccable reputation, whether you like him or not, but the glowing reviews of the congressman for the last couple of years, you have to wonder, and I know if I were in Mr. Popke's shoes and he were me, he'd be asking me the same questions. How objective was the coverage? Now, we could sit back and do the brouhaha, but the NFL, the most popular sporting league in the country, needs to send a message. Mr. Rice should be done. It's interesting that everybody's already talking about his second act and going, look, Michael Vick got a second act. Ray Lewis got a second act. Was that the message we want to send to children? That the idea is that you can pop somebody, pop her again, knock her out cold, drag her out, and then be eligible to play because you're an athlete.
The NFL knew that this surveillance video existed. They knew that this casino had surveillance video. I know they knew that. And it almost feels like they didn't want to know. And that's really bad.
That is really bad. Harvey Levin, the only person telling the truth in this case, 580-5436. 580-KIDO. You know, I'm sitting here thinking about this. We have Chris Christie commenting on Ray Rice. Now, Baltimore's in Maryland. Chris Christie's in New Jersey. Will the president comment on this? Because he does comment on quite a few social issues. Is this worthy of the president commenting on this? If not, a man that wants to be president.
Release Ray Rice was the right decision. He obviously has a lot of work to do to control his anger and his temper before he's allowed to go back out on the football field.
Yeah, how do you handle that? Due process and everything else, but the video tells the tale, right? Here's his coach, John Harbaugh, at 580-KIDO.
It's something we saw for the first time today, you know, all of us. And it changed things, of course. You know, it made things a little bit different.
Well, have we lost the idea of judgment? The only person that really seems to be judging us is our friend Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, who says that Mr. Rice should be in a county jail. But isn't this an example of the system failing? Okay, you have someone who's of notoriety, someone who has access to a lot of money. You have someone who has made amends with the offended party. You have the prosecutor saying that we're going to put him in a not even a first-time offenders program, kind of like pre-marriage counseling. And why? Because his lawyers have relationships with the judges. And money does buy you happiness. Money does buy you the best legal help. And, you know, those guys are on the golf course. Those guys are hanging out. Those guys are doing all these things, right? Well, that should we be shocked there at the legal process? And then you have people in the uber highly competitive best sport ever, the NFL. I mean, let's face it. If we had fantasy politics, if we had fantasy presidential politics where we would pick Rubio, where we would pick Romney, where we would pick Christie as opposed to the Redskins, Cowboys, and Dolphins, imagine how much more interactive we'd be in the process. But hitting someone is wrong. Causing violence to another is wrong. And then you have the offended party, his wife. Will this young lady ever live a normal life? Well, she cashed out, right? Do we blame the victim? Did the system fail? I think everything failed here. And if Harvey Levin at TMZ did not break this down and not bring this to light, it would still be going on. How many people do you know? How many people in your own life in the Treasure Valley have been a victim of abuse? How many people do you know that have suffered spousal abuse? And people come back and they come back. Oh, they won't do it again this time. And we can blame television, as I've often argued, where we have the idea of women knocking out men besides Ronda Rousey. It seems to send the wrong message, hitting here, hitting there over a cell phone. I think it's wrong. We start believing our hype. Alcohol gets in. Bad things happen. But who are we to turn a blind eye? Domestic violence is, and you talk to the cops, as we know, that's the toughest issue to find. The most dangerous call the cops go on is what? Domestic violence. And if we don't hold the highest person accountable, how are we going to take care of everybody else? 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Number one, is it time for Mr. Rice to find another career? Well, I don't think he'll be on the NFL Network anytime soon. And if you can forgive Michael Vick for killing animals, is it time to forgive Ray Rice? Certainly his fiance did.
Ray Rice should be banned from the NFL forever.
580-5436.
I think they're a little bit late, but they finally got it right. They did the right thing.
Back to this point, do you agree?
Ray Rice should be banned from the NFL forever.
Again, the message we're sending. I liked one guy who actually, you're going to love this, he actually blamed the media. That's right, member of the Baltimore Ravens. Well, the media, if the media would quit reshowing these videos and making Crystal or whatever her name is, Mrs. Rice, a victim all over again. Isn't the reason why you show these images and you cover these stories to make sure we have greater awareness? I mean, that's the skinny, right? Let's go to Patriot Ray with Kevin Miller here at 580KIDO. Good morning, Patriot Ray.
Good morning. You know, the NFL's beginning to sound a lot like our president. They didn't hear about it until they saw the news just like we did. When this has been on YouTube for months, and what's new about it? Everybody's known about this, and yet Rice is getting another pass again. I mean, he'll be off for a little while, but because of his talents and the money that he can bring in, they'll bring him back. It's an amazing situation.
What type of message does that send then?
It sends a message to the youth that, hey, I can do whatever I want as long as I'm good at it. They're gonna take care of me. I mean, money buys power. And that's the problem with our country today. We've got senators and representatives who've been in power too long. They've made too much money when they're not supposed to be doing that. I mean, we know they do insider trading. They do a bunch of other stuff that we could never do. We'd go to jail for. You've got other situations going on where we spend millions and billions and maybe even trillions of dollars on stuff that never benefits the country at all, but it benefits somebody's back pocket. So we're just tearing our country apart because we're not getting legislators who are true statesmen who really want to support this great nation. They just go about their deal, and hopefully they make it, and they don't care what they do to the country, evidently, because we are being destroyed from within. And president has no idea how to handle ISIS, has no idea to handle anything. He is not a leader. He's a community organizer that knows how to create problems, and he does it daily. So you stay fired up, and good luck on all this happening with you, Kevin. You're a wonderful man. We love you. We pray for you daily. We know that your sweetheart loves you so much, and you just keep going forward, my brother, and take care, and we hope you never leave Idaho because great things will happen with Kevin Miller. But if you do, we wish you all the luck in the world.
Well, what do you mean, leave Idaho? Where's that coming from?
Well, with all the good things that are happening within the world and recognizing Kevin Miller, I think he's on to bigger and better things in the future. Maybe not right away, but in the future. Kevin's a great guy, and he knows his stuff. But I know you'll stay true to your heart and true to our country. We love you, man.
Well, I love you. Thank you, Patriot Ray.
Bye.
Bye-bye. There we have it. Real people, real opinion, real results. And that's the other thing. You know, the difference between this program and everyone else. Look, we address the issues, but we're talking solutions, and that's why we're here at Lake Hazel Middle School, courtesy of CapEd Credit Union. You're listening to Kevin Miller, 580KIDO.
580KIDO is sending Kevin Miller back to school.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
Promote our schools, secure our future. Brought to you by CapEd Credit Union, where your membership supports education. Won't you join us? Now, back to Kevin Miller at Lake Hazel Middle School on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
You know, there's nothing wrong with sing in the morning, Marie.
Oh, gosh. Well, no, I think keeping me awake.
All right, you got to move your mic a little closer so we can hear you. Thank you. Marie Martin with us here.
Better?
Yes, the reason why we're here. Thank you for joining us. How did this all happen?
Well, let's see. You were talking about that are we bitter that the bond didn't pass. Well, I met you at an event last spring, and I listen to you and your shenanigans in the morning, and I thought it'd be great to have him out to the middle school. But after the bond did not pass, I was like, I'm calling Kevin.
Yeah.
Get him out to come see our school and see what we do here. I know you talked to Brett already, and he told you we're 50% over enrollment here. So we do a lot for a lot of kids with a little. And
now the crazy part of this is you were here at like 5 in the morning.
I was. Yeah. I mean, I'm normally
you're yelling
normally
at me going,
at that hour.
You're yelling at me going, hey, that why are you on the air and walking around? I go, that's not me. But
it's the magic of radio, I was told. So here we are.
It is. How important is this school to the people it serves?
This school is, I can't even emphasize to you how important the school is in this community. Those of us here, I want to introduce, I have some of the gals from our PTSO.
Holy ADD moment. Go ahead.
I know. I am. I'm all over the place. It's the quadruple I had this morning.
Now you know how I feel, but anyway, so we'll introduce the staff in a minute, but if we could get back to just how important it is.
Well, the school is a hub. Everything happens here for these kids. We've got sports going here, extracurriculars going here. I mean, when you think about it, they spend the bulk of their time awake here at school. I get emotional when I talk about how important this school is because
we want that. We want that emotion because, you know, as you know, you listen to this program, everybody's entitled to their opinion. Everybody talks about education, but we are the only show that goes to the school, that talks to you, that talks to the students.
Put your money where your mouth is. Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
To get the story. So we need to hear the story.
So when you say that, I would say this, there are, like you say, everybody's entitled to their own opinion. And there are a lot of people who do a lot of bashing of our schools. And I would just put it out there that come to school. Come and see what's going on here. Come and see what we do. Like you say, I was here at 5 a.m. this morning. There were pretty much 99% of the other parents are asleep. Come to the school. See what we do here. We do a lot of wonderful things. Our staff does amazing things with our limited resources. That's not to say that we don't need more. We do. But you just because, you know, you go as far as you can go, you do what you can do. And the community here at Lake Hazel Middle School is, I think we're like no other. We sort of...
You're on the frontier. You're like Meridian's like last thing, and then you're in Boise.
We are.
You're like surrounded by Boise.
The school is ancient.
Is that a good thing?
It's falling apart around us.
Well, you know, not to talk about ancient. I'm going to be very politically correct here, but my wife, Mrs. Miller, openly bragged that she was the first student council president here, student body president.
So she must be my age because I was, well, I'm a little older. Never mind. Anyway, but
I was
in high school when this school was built, which... Yeah, this school is old.
It looks pretty good to me.
Well, we have a great staff that takes care of this place. Like I say, they do what they can do. And then, you know, we do what we can do to pitch in where there's shortfalls. And this group has been together for a couple of years. Our kids are all in eighth grade this year, so there'll be a new board next year. But, you know, one of our main focuses was, yeah, we need to raise money and you know, get some things into the school that isn't, you know, funded in our budgets, but we need to build community. And I think by having the attitude of making this a community, we have been able to raise more money and get the kids more involved. One of the things we did last year is most schools are a PTA or a PTO, and we are a PTSO, which is Parent Teacher Student Organization. Our kids get involved here. We have a lot of kids who help out at our events. Volunteer, our National Junior Honor Society helps out with concessions.
Well, it seems like then you don't need money because you're doing well.
Well, no, because we're just free labor here. I'll tell you that right now.
That's the best type of labor to have. So who do we have with us?
So we have Crystal Joslin. She is our PTSO secretary this year. And we have Cheryl Steppy. She's our treasurer. And then we have Terry Worley. She is our fundraising chairperson.
Who is critiquing your dance moves? You know, what other show before 7 a.m. has the ladies dancing so early in the morning?
I don't know. Matching shirts.
And I thought, young ladies dancing with pink shirts on before 7 a.m. is a pretty good way to start your day.
We try and make people happy. What can I say?
Exactly. Right back to the song. Anything else that you two would like to add here? At 580 KIDO with Kevin Miller in the morning?
No, I think Marie has done an excellent job speaking this morning.
Yeah.
Any critique of the dancing at all?
Well, we're
Watch
used
it.
To it.
I started
her Zumba.
Every time her cell phone rings, she breaks out into a dance.
I wish we would have the video of that. But
my God.
You know, it is important, and the sacrifice does not go unnoticed, because you are talking about the future of the kids here, and they're all our futures.
They are. You know, I think that we all care so much for all these kids here, that we put in a lot of time to make it for these kids. It's all for the kids. We want the kids to have fun in school. We want them to enjoy everything about it. We know that sometimes middle school isn't the best time in their life, and we're trying to make it the best time for them. You know, we just, everything is for the kids. You know, like I said, we volunteer so much time, and just the parents really think that when their kids hit middle school that they can take care of themselves. You know, things are fine once they leave elementary school, and that is just not true. You know, we really need the parent help here, because that's really where you can lose your kid.
Sure.
You know, so they really need to stay with their kids, come help in the PTSO.
That makes a difference as far as student performance.
I think it does. I truly do.
Let me hit you guys with this last thought. What do you say to critics of the levy that, you know, they're going to say, look, it went down. Y'all should accept that and move on.
Come spend a day here in a how many decade old building meant for 1,000 students that is housing nearly 1,500. That, you know, even though it looks good, there's something breaks here every day. It was a really big deal for us to be able to plug in a second microwave in the cafeteria. We had to move around to different sockets because otherwise it would blow the electrical in the building. I would tell them, come down. And then if they don't want a levy, I would suggest to them that when they go to the ballot box, they vote for people who will go to the Capitol and fund schools the way they should be funded. Because that is not happening. We're building tons of houses. Where are all these kids going to go to school? We owe our kids a good education. You want to have a good workforce for the future. I mean, I noticed last night there were, why? Bring up the level of education in this state to where it could be.
Well, and the wages in the state as well, yeah.
Absolutely,
no kidding.
Absolutely. So we just owe it. We owe it to our kids, and let's face it, our kids are going to take care of us. We owe it to ourselves, too. I mean, let's be a little selfish about it, right?
I'm more like just charge it up, and they'll pay for everything.
Absolutely. Let's do it. Where's my visa?
Exactly. Ladies, thank you very much. We appreciate your passion, and thank you for having us here.
Thanks for coming. We really appreciate
you.
It.
And we'll be here throughout the day, and I do want to thank Paul's Markets.
Absolutely. This is one of the ways we do what we do is we have a lot of local businesses who help us out. Paul's Market donated donuts to us this morning.
You know, this is the wrap segment. So
I realize that. And so wrapping up very quickly, Latte Da donated some delicious coffee that's keeping us awake. Thank you.
Yes, we do appreciate that. Thank you all. Quickly to traffic at 580 KID.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Good morning, Kevin Miller here at Lake Hazel Middle School. Coming up, we'll check in with our friend Robert. Well, not the owner, but his friend Jessa came home last night. If you missed it, we encourage you to go to our website, 580kido.com. In it, you'll see a story, as I was just sharing with Hotel Ryan, of love, of compassion, of sacrifice. And this is a story of Jessa. She's a explosive bomb-detecting dog in Iraq. She had been injured. She became up for adoption. And our friend Robert sent me a Facebook the other day and said, hey, Kevin, I'm going to bring home my dog, my friend, my family member. I'd really appreciate it if you could let people know about this. And Robert, you know, he's a hardworking guy. He's a veteran, has a family of five. We had him on yesterday talking about Jessa. And he was very worried about her condition coming home because, again, you have dogs that are fit, and then you have dogs that are exceptionally lean, and then you have dogs that, you know, again, that are out of service, not spending a lot of time moving around. And last night, it was one of the more refreshing, rejuvenating, reviving moments in my life to be at the Boise Airport last night and to see this homecoming. And thanks to the diligent work of Dave Burnett, we're working on trying to get that video up. I was, you know, out till about 11 o'clock last night, making sure that we shot the video. You can go to our website at 580kido.com. There's a story of Jessa, and there's a link to how you can help out Robert. Now, I understand that everybody is feeling the economic crunch, but we'd love for you to contribute. I've contributed. I'd love for you to contribute to make a difference, to help this young man, to help this young dog that sacrificed so much. We'll talk to Robert coming up next. Let's get you to work. Hey, thank you for joining us another 2 hours from Lake Hazel Middle School here at 580KIDO. Check out Jess's story at 580KIDO.com. Good morning. Serving Emmett.